Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many of us are avid readers. Whether we read novels, biographies, or nonfiction, we can escape our daily lives through books. But as Lock Haven University's assistant professor of English, Dana Washington, explains, writing can be just as therapeutic.
I never said that. I did, too, say that. I wish I'd said, I should have said. If you've ever found any of these words coming out of your mouth or screaming in your unspoken thoughts, you know some good, practical reasons to put words in writing. Long ago, I heard a professor of German use the brevity of life as a reason to study another language. With life so short, he said, we need to communicate in as many ways with as many others as possible and perhaps extend our brief opportunity to improve life for everyone. His poetic talk so moved me that I carried his idea, along with the practical reasons, into my writing classrooms and then took them further. It's said that we are born alone and we die alone. Between those times, the best of life occurs when we communicate. We have speech, we have sign language, we have body language and facial expression. With selected others, touch provides another mode. Perhaps, for a rare few, telepathy adds another. But these choices are few, and they're ephemeral. They happen, and they cease to exist, leaving us, once again, alone. Writing frees us from the prison of our own skulls and transcends the barriers of time. Writing allows us to touch others thoughtfully from a distance in space and time, and, if done well, more intimately than other modes. Our writing, if it means enough, can connect us to other minds and outlast our brief lives.
That was Lock Haven University's Dana Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.